Alzheimer's disease affects around 500,000 of us in the UK alone, and this number is predicted to increase as the population gets older. But this week, a team at the University of Cambridge suggested in the medical journal The Lancet Neurology that up to a third of cases could be preventable just by changing the way that we live. They identified several risk factors that could increase the likelihood of developing the disease, some of which could simply come down to lifestyle choices. Ginny Smith spoke to Carol Brain, one of the authors of the study, to find out just what these risky behaviours are.
So the risk factors, they work across the life course. So there's education, physical inactivity, smoking, there's midlife hypertension, midlife obesity, diabetes, and then depression. Individually, these have all been shown in studies to be associated with increased risk. Now, if you put them together and don't think about the relationship between them, you might think that we could prevent one in two cases of Alzheimer's disease. But in fact, of course, they're all clearly linked and they all work across the life course. So that when you put them all together, it's about one in three.
Do we know what it is about things like this? Why is physical activity so important? Why are those other risk factors, why are they risk factors?
There's an enormous amount of research going on into these risk factors at the moment to try to tease out why this protection might be there. And there are all sorts of reasons why it might occur. It might occur because the cells of our bodies work in different ways if we're very physically active and well. But it could also work in terms of the way that the neurons fire and communicate with each other, and the vessels that supply our brain with blood and with oxygenated blood, they might be working in better ways. They may be more effective. So it's about a health in the whole body, if you like, including the brain.
Now, some of these risk factors you've talked about are very obviously under people's control, doing more exercise, stopping smoking, that sort of thing. But you mentioned depression as well. To me, that doesn't seem like something that is a kind of lifestyle factor. You don't choose to get depression. So why is that in the same sort of category?
It's in this analysis because in the original work that was done, it was identified as being a risk factor that had been shown again and again to be associated with dementia. And there is a sense that it is possible to do things about depression in societies. There are situations in which people are more likely to be depressed, but also there are effective treatments for depression. So we don't know whether treating people with depression does avert dementia later on, because that's a different type of study. But we do know that depression is associated with dementia later, and that there are effective treatments for depression, and there are certain social conditions which enhance depression.
So the fact that you say that one in three cases could be prevented, that means that someone could do all the right things, do all the exercise, not smoke, and still get Alzheimer's. Is that all down to genetics, or are there other factors we maybe don't understand yet?
For the population, age is the biggest risk factor. And clearly there are some groups in the population where genetics plays an important part. And for those folk, it may be that there are drug therapies or particular interventions that might work in the future. But for the bulk of the population, it'll be age. And so it's difficult to say that we would prevent a third. I think it's more straightforward to say we reduce our risk at given age. And so we do have some evidence from the UK that we may have reduced our risk for dementia at particular ages. It's not so much about preventing a case, or that if you do these things, then you will not develop dementia. It's more about us reducing our risk at a particular age. Because the things that are in these risk profiles, if we do engage as a society in more physical activity and have less diabetes and so on, then of course we'll all live longer. And that means that we become older, therefore we're at great risk. It's just that if we reach 65 healthy, we have a much greater chance of having a healthier old age and a shorter period of decline before we die.
That was Carol Brain from the University of Cambridge. So more trips to the gym all round, I reckon.